USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is rejecting calls for the National Guard to patrol Chicago after widespread looting on Sunday night and more violence in the streets last night.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago, period, full stop.
The Democratic mayor says she and Governor Pritzker do not believe the National Guard is needed at this time. More than 100 people were arrested on Sunday night as hundreds swept through the downtown area ransacking stores and attacking police. Black Lives Matter organizer Ariel Atkins saying looters should take anything they want as reparations.
Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything. Except police, except tear gas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The White House is reportedly considering temporarily blocking American citizens from re-entering the U.S. if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign citizens coming into the U.S., but a draft proposal would add Americans and permanent legal residents to that list. Federal agencies have been asked to provide feedback on the proposal. There's no known timeline for any possible implementation. Liberty University is naming Jerry Prevost as its acting president in the absence of Jerry Falwell Jr., the Lynchburg, Virginia school, announcing yesterday that board chairman Prevost will fill in and is expected to assume the role immediately as classes are to begin later this month. Falwell was placed on indefinite leave after he posted a photo of himself with a woman on a yacht showing both of their pants unzipped. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday, announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.